The back end fell out of the private market. No houses were getting built. No social houses were getting built. And now we have a situation in Letterkenny where the private rental market is almost maxed. And people are having a great difficulty in not only identifying private houses to rent, but also then getting the money that is needed.
Your fear now is that private rents are going to start to rise and rise sharply.
Well, the evidence is there. Private rental is going up. And social housing, and while we say it's only just recently we've opened up a number of social housing complexes here in the county, but for a long number of years we were not building. So there's a big need now for the social housing market to be upped and for the council to build more houses and to have houses that are available to people. And that we in Donegal, we're in band three here, and there's three bands. People in Cork City and Dublin City can earn up to 40,000 for social housing before they can be turned down. And in Cork County and in Kerry, they can earn up to 36,000. So there's an anomaly there. And what I'm saying is that we write to the minister, we ask him to look at this three-band policy, and that we all be treated equally.
You spoke to the minister when he was in Donegal recently. What sort of response did you get?
Yeah, I got a good enough response from him. He asked me to bring it here to the council today, get the support of the councillors, and then get the council to write to him and outlining the difficulties that we're experiencing in Donegal with the current thresholds. So that's what I've done today. I'm happy for the support of the members, and now we'll send a letter and ask that he would look at this and put us up a higher band.